You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time for a trending report. I see that we're about to play the song Unstoppable. I suppose we should dedicate that to our Denver Nuggets. Down by 15 at halftime, roared back, beat the Lakers last night. They move on to the finals for the first time in team history. Been a long time to rest up, too. Did you say you had some fun audio from this game?
I do. Here it comes. Get ready for it.
LeBron in the paint. Layup no good. Got his own board. There's the horn! And the Denver Nuggets, for the first time in franchise history, will go to the NBA Finals!
Oh, my God. They swept the Lakers.
Wow!
Yeah. Pretty cool.
Wow.
Wow.
It was pretty cute last night. I went to bed at halftime because, you know, I'm responsible and I have to work in the morning. But I did get up at like, I don't know what it was, 10:30 to get a glass of water. I was thirsty. And Reed, my son, comes scampering out of his room. He's like, Dad, they won! They won! Hey, he's like, I can't sleep! I'm too excited! Yeah, it was pretty cute.
Good times.
And I was like,
wow!
Yeah. What else is trending, though? What else is going on? I have to admit, I'm kind of a weirdo and nut when it comes to movie quotes. The American Film Institute has put out their list of the 100 greatest movie quotes of all time. The problem with the list is that it is so weighted to older films, it's ridiculous. The most recent quote in the top 10 is from 40 years ago.
Jeez.
Yeah. And that's, go ahead, make my day.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What is that, Cinderella or something? Little Mermaid?
And I looked through the whole list. I kind of skimmed through it. In the top 100, there's only one movie from the 21st century that has a quote in there, and that's number 85.
Dang.
So,
what a
very much
list.
Weighted. What does that say about? I mean, is it that movies today don't have iconic quotable lines?
Well, that's insane.
Is it? I mean,
where's the I live my life a quarter mile at a time from Fast and Furious? Iconic line from a billion dollar
franchise.
Maybe
that was number 102 or something. I don't know.
Well, anyway, geez, somebody just got lazy making that list. Look, they had a deadline at some goofy magazine or website, and they just like, oh, my God. They just did a quick Google search.
They just grabbed the same list from like 20 years ago.
Yep, they sure did.
Kind of jostled a few of them around. I've always been a fan of keeping separate bank accounts in my relationships, but now a study is out that's saying that's probably not a good idea. They studied a few hundred married couples over 2 years, so it's not a whole lot of couples and it's not a long time. But what they found is that the couples who did joint accounts reported significantly higher relationship quality than those who kept separate accounts.
Well, look at that.
The researchers believe this shows that merging your finances leads to, quote, aligned financial goals, increased transparency, and a shared understanding of marital responsibilities.
I think I agree with all that.
All it means is there's a whole bunch of people who are listening to the show right now who are keeping secret accounts. In fact, as I recall, we did a show about that, a segment, just within the last couple of years. And we were inundated with calls and messages from listeners who had an account that their spouse did not know about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they gave us like dollar amounts that were in those accounts.
Yeah.
And we were like
in the thousands. Yeah.
Yep.
Hey, look, whatever works for you.
Yeah, but, you do you.
You do you. A couple of celebrity notes that I've got. One is that very polarizing movie director Woody Allen apparently saved someone's life in a restaurant. He did the Heimlich maneuver. The guy was choking on a piece of pork. And Woody Allen, who's 87 years old, jumped up and saved the guy's life.
Wow. Good for him. He's probably a tiny, scrawny little man, too. I mean,
he is.
I didn't know he was still alive.
He's 87.
Huh.
There's a really tasteless joke they have in this story, and I really want to share, but I guess I probably
should.
I'm just not in the mood. You know, although here's the interesting thing. We can get away with almost anything, saying anything on the show today, because our text line is down.
Yeah. So if you guys have been trying to text us, we can't see them. It's down. Our tech guy is working on it.
He messaged me back.
He's like, it's not on our end.
The telephones are working. You can actually make a phone call to us if you want to complain about something we say. But we can't read text right now. So it's complicated. And then the last thing I've got here is kind of interesting. You know, the Swifties seem to act a lot as like a swarm, like a herd. The Taylor Swift fans. And now they are turning on her newest boyfriend, Matt Healy. He's from the band The 1975. Apparently, he's been on some podcasts and he said some very offensive things and questionable things, even chauvinistic jokes about women, other things. And so now the Swifties are speaking up and they are demanding that Taylor Swift say something, maybe either cut this guy down, break up with him. As one said, use your platform responsibly, speaking to Taylor, and intentionally.
Jeez.
They say that her silence is palpable, and it undermines the progress that was made towards equality and understanding. And get a load of this, some Taylor Swift fans are canceling their pre-orders of her new album that'll be coming
out.
So they're speaking with their wallets.
Vote with your money.
You know, eventually they will turn on you, Taylor. They always
do better, Tay-Tay. Do better.
What else is trending?
Well, if you look at the calendar and you're planning to take a big trip this coming weekend, Memorial Day on Monday. This story here says, brace yourself, though, for a busy, busy weekend at airports and roads. AAA is saying that this Memorial Day, 42.3 Americans are expected to travel at least 50 miles.
Million?
What did I say?
42.3
Americans. That's it. So use that HOV lane.
You should have the roads to yourself.
Add a million in there. Thank you for doing that. So it's going to be busy out there. They say the airports are going to be the busiest since 2005. And then you can do your own research. The best times to, leave your house. And then the best time to travel on Monday, the whole nine. But bottom line, it's going to be crazy busy because people like being out and about is this the unofficial start of summer?
Start of summer. Although, what's interesting is that the numbers also are higher than pre-pandemic. So not only has travel rebounded, it's rebounded beyond what it was in 2019.
Yeah, so just be prepared to be sitting on the highway for a little while. Jeff Bezos in the news this morning. Dom, I'm sure you've been taking a look at all those yacht pictures that have been floating around. Bezos' maiden voyage out on his yacht. Mm-hmm. Did you see all those?
I haven't seen the newest ones.
Yeah, he was out there on his yacht with his lady friend Lauren Sanchez in her itty bitty teeny tiny bikini, and he had this button down shirt that was wide open. Jeff Bezos is jacked.
Yeah, he's
pretty
ripped.
Dude is ripped. I had no idea. Well, anyway, the billionaire popped the question while sailing around Europe on his $500 million superyacht.
Oh, I didn't know that. He proposed to her?
He proposed.
Oh, wow.
And some of the pictures of the ring are floating around, and I'm like,
wow!
Yeah, it's massive.
I'm a little disappointed in her. She had a great opportunity here. One of the top three richest people in the world. She should have said, can I think about it?
Let me think about it.
She really says that. Let me think about it. Give me about a week.
Shoot. They're all over each other, those two. I think this is, it's for sure his second. It'll be his second marriage. I don't know if it's his third or not, but they seem very happy. And then it also gives me the opportunity to play this. Jeffrey Bezos. Jacked. Dude has some good trainers and chefs. Jude Law, the actor, is playing Henry VIII in the new historical thriller called Firebrand. And he's decided to get really into the role. I guess that Henry VIII smelled awful because he had leg ulcers. So Jude found a perfume specialist who made a concoction that mixed the odors of blood, sweat, and fecal matter. And he started wearing that around so he can, like, get into the role and actually pretend that he was Henry VIII. They say that his leg was rotting so badly, the original Henry, that he hid the smell with rose oil and he could be smelt from, like, rooms away.
Oh, God.
Isn't that disgusting? So gross. So anyway, he's really getting into the role, you guys. This is kind of a funny story this morning. There's a study in England looking at which animals like to see us when we visit the zoo. We get all excited to go see the penguins, but are they excited to see us?
And the answer is?
In general, they found that most don't seem to care either way, but they say if they were to point at one animal and, you know, kind of decipher, they look excited to see us, the elephants. They were the most active and seemed less bored when big groups of people were around and, you know, probably throwing
they
dirt
seem,
with their trunks. And
they seem like they have super cool personalities. What about those giraffes down at the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo?
They love the
they
people.
They seem very excited because they know you're going to feed them.
That's right. Though, let's say you walk into the zoo, what animal are you going to right off the bat?
Monkeys.
Hippos.
They just stand there.
They're just so large and ugly, but yet majestic. I'll tell you, speaking of the Cheyenne
Zoo.
Monkeys
jump around and they throw things.
We were up at Cheyenne Mountain like last year, I think it was, or a year before. They had the baby hippo out there.
Aww.
And talk about one of the cutest little things you've ever seen. This is this fat little hippo floating around in the water. It was pretty cute. Anything else I want to tell you? There's a few, couple good news stories. Let me give you a couple of them. A former soldier that was in Afghanistan lost both of his legs to an IED in Afghanistan 13 years ago. He just made history by scaling Mount Everest.
Wow.
He used special prosthetics with spikes to help him climb up. Made it to the top last Friday. That's pretty cool. And then this is a great story for all the dudes living at home with their moms still. You might want to move to this neighborhood in Las Vegas. They're naming the streets after characters from Pokemon. So you can live on, like, Squirtle Way, Squirlax Street, Charmander Way, and my personal favorite, Jigglypuff Place.
Sure.
That's, like, truly when you are running out of ideas on naming the streets, you jump into Pokemon characters. All right, let's do some clickbait. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. This is kind of a funny video floating around. I could see this becoming a trend. A guy who recently got married in Philadelphia is going viral because he danced with his dog. It's called a father dog tur dance.
Yeah,
big old goofy yellow lab dancing. Yeah. You can watch it on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.